scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So check this out. A new survey has found that 47% of adults between the ages of 22 and 45 are watching absolutely no content on what they call normal TV. Of course, they're still watching stuff, you know, or streaming on all sorts of different devices with many different services. But unlike their parents and grandparents, many aren't just sitting down and watching what's on when it's actually on. I mean, even if you're watching The Voice that premieres tonight, you may end up watching it on an app or, you know, later on to see what's going on. Not a lot of people are watching TV as it happens. It's crazy. But that's, you know, it's reality. Los Angeles Times says that skiers are flocking to Mammoth Lakes, California and Lake Tahoe because the area was hit by a mini snowstorm and received several inches of snow this past weekend. Now, I don't know if they're getting the heat waves like we're getting, but I don't know how long that snow is going to last. But yes, even though it's 88 today, there's still snow. So if you want to jump in a plane and go over to California, you can do that. Or you can just wait a couple weeks because I'm sure the snow will happen sometime in late October, November. I mean, it always does. It'll probably warm up again, too. But, hey, that's pure Michigan for you. Check this out. This has got to be the best dad ever. So the Straits Times newspaper claims a man from New Delhi, India, recently flew 5 hours to Singapore and then waited 13 hours in line to purchase the new iPhone 8. Why did this dad do it? Well, he was the first person in line at this Apple store. He decided he bought the phone as a wedding gift for his daughter. If she's not happy with that gift, then she won't be happy at all. That's pretty awesome, but a little crazy for that guy to do that. Also, what's crazy is, you know, it's pumpkin spice season, or also known as fall. Turns out you can actually be addicted to pumpkin spice. WWL says that addiction is real. An LSU psychologist, Dr. Michelle Moore, said pumpkin spice usually reminds you of something happy or pleasurable. So for some people, pumpkin spice is associated with things like fall and makes other associations to happy memories. Now, the addiction or obsession is also just from social media, hashtag PSL, and people seeing that so many others are excited about it that they want to be a part of that as well. So because they know that something that everyone is paying attention to, it's on people's minds, they love it. And people will buy most anything just because it says pumpkin spice. So there you have it. A doctor has proved it. Pumpkin spice is an addiction, people. It needs to stop. I feel like we need to have a pumpkin spice intervention or something like that. It needs to happen.